You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? We got a new Tool album today. How does everybody feel about that? I got goosebumps just thinking about it. So I kind of skimmed through one song. I didn't really listen for too long because the beginning was really repetitive and it had like a perfect circle feel to it. And so that was welcome. I got goosebumps again. And so I thought that was really cool, but you know, it just kind of kept dragging on and on and on, and that was kind of uneventful for me. So I kind of skipped forward, you know? And then I got to this one part and it kind of sounds like this song. I think the name of the song is Jimmy, where he's saying, you know, where the kid thinks he's all that, you know, and he's talking to the lead singer and he's got some things to say. And so it kind of had that kind of feel to it. So that was kind of expected. But I want to know what you guys think. Go ahead and drop me a reply on Twitter or even on Instagram. You can find me at Chance, the number 4, and then the word POTUS. Chance 4 POTUS. Or you can find me at Real Chance Music. And or you can also find me at Sheriff Puma. Whatever your choice is, go ahead and check it out and let me know. The name of the song is called Tempest, I believe his name was. Let me see. Yeah, Tempest, but with 7 for, so it's like Tool-7EMPEST audio. So go check that out. That one's up there on YouTube for you to hear. And their artwork is amazing. I was looking at it, I'm like, man, how do you do that? It's just really, there are every album cover that they've ever had that I can remember, it's just wow man. And I got another one up there I'm seeing right now. It says Tool Chocolate Chip Trip, all 3 different words. Yeah, just go check out this new album, see what you guys think. I'd really like to see what some of your opinions are about this, because like I said, it's got like in a perfect circle feel, but it's got like a real authentic Tool vibe to it. And I'm not knocking it at all, not at all, man. I'm not saying like, oh, this is like all the other albums. No, I'm not upset at all. I'm just saying it kind of reminds me of that. And I haven't even given it long enough to really give you an honest opinion, but I just wanted to kind of see what your thoughts were, give you a little bit of mine over what I did hear. I probably listened to maybe 30 seconds of a 15 minute track, 16 minutes almost, 15:45. So yeah, that's a long song, so you can see what I mean by the beginning is kind of repetitive. But that's also not a bad thing, because that's kind of Tool's style, is to get you into a meditative state, a meditative mood. And that's what a lot of their lyrics are about. It's about the new way of life and, you know, a new way of thinking that's out there now for you to try and just really immerse yourself into. And that's what I love about Tool. I really love Tool as a band. Like, I'm getting goosebumps again, dude. I haven't even really heard their songs or albums, man. I'm just excited. I just like Tool that much. And which leads me to my main point. This podcast is what a Tool. So yeah, I don't know. I'm not really going to get into details until everything is said and done. But all I'm going to say is, dude, if you're going to harass somebody, why would you make your name known? Why would you put your name out there for it to be easier for people to figure out? And not only that, why would everybody put their name at the end of this like it's some kind of company? Like you've tweeted to a company on Twitter, right? And then they publicly reply to you, and then they put initials at the end, right? Like, that's what a company's supposed to do. But when you put your name on it, and it could, like, come back to you legally, why would you do that? I'm just wondering. I just want to know. Well, and second off, why would you harass somebody? Especially if you were a police officer involved in all this. Why would you harass somebody? And then again, why would the police be involved in online harassment? You know better. Like, shame on you. Shame. Goodness gracious. She's chopping broccoli over here. What a Tool. Golly. So yeah. That's that with that. Let's go ahead and pray on that, guys. This is a prayer to St. Michael the Archangel. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the malice and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do you, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the divine power, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Bam, that's what's up. That's what's up. All right. I just want to thank you guys for supporting me for all this time. And a lot of the things, they're coming full circle now. And it's just been a really, really, really messy ordeal. It's just been messy, and I don't like it. Make it stop. You know what I mean? And I'm just going to say everything's been documented. And I told these people, everything you do is getting documented. And they don't care. They don't care. They're just like, oh yeah, who cares? He'll never figure it out. Well, why would you put your first and last names on this thing? Like, really? Why? Why would you email me and first off, why would you email me? What, you think it's like through a secure server and all this and you're never gonna get found out? Don't you know that me and that guy Craig used to run a website called You're Not Anonymous, where we would take people who thought they were anonymous and expose them? Yeah, we used to do that. And then Craig turned it into this whole is anybody down thing where we didn't do the You're Not Anonymous anymore, and he was just doing the whole is anybody down, and I don't know. It turned out to be like making fun of that Moore kid, Hunter Moore. That's what he wanted to do, and like it sounded all right at first, and so I was like, okay. But then, you know, and I had no idea what it was going to become. Like, I didn't know it was like that. You know what I mean? I hadn't done enough research. I had no idea what the heck it was. It was just this whole, I don't know. It evolved into, like, You're Not Anonymous again. And it got really crazy because, you know, FBI agents were getting exposed. And there was a lot of people getting exposed. And, like, believe me, I wanted to do stuff with it until I realized what it was. You know what I mean? As soon as I figured out what it was, I was just like, oh my god, dude, I got kids. And I know that I've covered this in a previous podcast, is anybody down? But I mean, just really, dude, it really, I don't know, man, just the things that things can become, you know what I mean? Like that they can evolve into. It just, man, It's like you remember The Blob, the movie The Blob, how it just starts rolling over all this stuff and just absorbing it, and it just becomes bigger and bigger the more stuff it absorbs. I think that's how the story goes. I was a kid when I watched it, but I mean, it's just like an avalanche. Like, it just snowballs. It's a snowball effect where it just snowballs until it becomes just this big, huge, abominable snowball, and you can't stop it. Man, I want to say so much, man, but I'll just put it this way. Stop! Stop! For real, just stop. Cease and desist. Like, just stop. Like, stop being a tool, man. Stop being a scumbag tool. It's just, for real, man. You know? And I'm really just going to leave it at that. Like, just stop, man. It's not, you're not being cool. You're not scoring brownie points with me. You know? If anybody, I'd be the one you want to score brownie points with. I mean, I'm the leading contender, and I'm not trying to be ego-ridden or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, aside from money, aside from popularity, aside from all the BS, I am the leading contender of all the presidential candidates. I really am. Swalwell, I don't think he really stands a chance. Buttigieg, he kind of competes. You know, but only because he served in the military, really. And, you know, Donald Trump, no competition. No offense, Donald Trump. I know you're the president right now, you know, and all respect due to you, but I really wish you'd resign, bro. I really do. Because Mike Pence, you know, at first I kind of was just like, on the fence. I was on the fence about Mike Pence. Next thing you know, we got a fence at the border. You know? And I don't know, it's just the human trafficking, the child trafficking, everything like that has just gotten way out of control. You know, I've recently been told, and I'll just say learned, I recently learned that, because I don't know if this is true or not, but this sounds like so probable. They fly all the kids into Washington, D.C. So they're all getting flown straight into Washington, D.C. from what I understand. And that this fence and everything, that's not gonna, okay, yes, it's gonna stop some, you know? But that they're all just getting ushered over the border via plane. Now all the all-inclusive packages that they're getting offered to traffic these children, over the border, it started to make sense. You were getting real deal all-inclusive packaging. It's like a freaking traveler. What is it called? It's like you're meeting with a real traveling agent. Oh my God. Like, I'm sorry. This is just really overwhelming to even talk about. And quite frankly, I think everybody doing it is like the biggest tool on the planet. No, for real. I really do. The biggest tool ever. Like, what a tool. I'm biggest tool ever. Yeah, I think we should call it that. I was going to call it what a tool. Let's just call it biggest tool ever. You're no longer in a shed, bro. There's not a shed big enough to put you in. You are the biggest tool ever. You're bigger than the tallest crane in the world. That's how big of a tool you are. And I'm not talking crap, dude. I'm just saying, man. Like, dude, if you're gonna do that, like, everybody in the world who doesn't do that is gonna have the opinion of you. Like, dude, what a tool. Biggest tool ever. Like, golly. I'm just blown away at how ballsy you are to, like, actually think up of a plan to do that instead of something on the right side of things. You know what I mean? And I'm not talking about left and right, I'm talking about doing what is correct. I mean, like, is it, like, what, should I just join the dark side all of a sudden? No, I'm not gonna. I'm gonna do what is correct, you know? Dude, there are so many ways to make tons of money, you know? But you wanna be lazy? You wanna have it all done for you? What a tool, biggest tool ever. You don't want to work for anything. Like, I kind of get it. Like, if you were rich, your money would work for you and you wouldn't work for your money. I get it. I get that. But at the same time, you're still working hard and smart at the same time. Because if you stopped, where would your money go? You certainly wouldn't have it anymore. You'd have to rely on it more than you would have to sit and fall back on it. You know what I mean? Does that make sense to you? You're still working for your money. You really are. I don't care like how you put it, you know. I'm not saying you're working for a paycheck, but you absolutely have to think of and do something and have something in place. And you have had to have gotten yourself there somehow. Nobody handed you all your money all the time. You either had to fight for it or something. You did something for your money. You don't just magically conjure money. It doesn't happen like that. It doesn't work like that. And you can say I'm wrong all you want, but I really doubt it. You had to have done something for your money. And maybe I've got it all wrong. Maybe I do, okay? Let's say I do. Let's say I've got it all wrong, right? Then somebody show me the way. Because I've tried to manifest money several times over. Thousands and millions and all of them. I've tried everything, dude. Nothing freaking works at all.